KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health. And at 7:07, we have fair to partly cloudy skies, and it's 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 55, winds out of the west, southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A collision between a pickup truck and a car Wednesday afternoon in front of the Griswold High School resulted in two people being transported to the hospital. According to reports, the pickup was traveling north on Highway 48 at around 1:30 p.m. A Chevy Impala was exiting the Griswold High School parking lot. The vehicle stopped, but then pulled out in front of the path of the pickup and was struck on the left front side. The pickup had the right of way. Authorities say two people in the Impala, a 16-year-old female driver and her male juvenile passenger, were injured and transported by Griswold Rescue to Cass Health. The driver of the pickup, 65-year-old Paul Travis of Lewis, suffered minor injuries but was not transported to the hospital as of the last report. Authorities said that sun glare may have impaired the vision of the car's driver, resulting in that collision. Two people were injured during a head-on collision Wednesday evening in Crawford County. The State Patrol says a 2006 GMC Envoy driven by 35-year-old Austin Wolf of Denison and a 2007 Chevy Impala driven by 28-year-old Beth Weber of Mapleton collided at around 4:36 p.m. north of Schleswig. Authorities said the GMC was southbound on Highway 59 when, for some reason, it crossed the center line of the road and collided with the northbound Impala just south of A Avenue in Crawford County. Both drivers were transported to the Crawford County Hospital by Crawford EMS. A report on their injuries was not available. The patrol said Wolf was not wearing a seatbelt. Sheriff's officials in Guthrie County say no injuries were reported following two separate accidents that took place on Tuesday. At around 9 p.m., 15-year-old Hayden Aveda Kaufman of Guthrie Center was driving a 2003 Pontiac Grand Am northbound on Frontier Road when she came over a hill and saw a vehicle from the opposite direction was in her lane. The teen took evasive action, which caused the car to go out of control. The vehicle went across Frontier Road and into the west ditch before it rolled over and caught fire. Kaufman was able to escape safely, refused medical treatment at the scene. She said she was wearing her seatbelt. The car was a total loss due to the crash and fire. And at around 8:45 a.m. Tuesday, a 2012 Chevy Sonic driven by 36-year-old Jack Lavoie of Guthrie Center was traveling north on Cherry Avenue from 240th Street when his vehicle went out of control and rolled into the south ditch. Authorities say Lavoie was traveling too fast for conditions. His car sustained $3,500 damage and was considered a total loss. Sheriff's officials in Adams County say they responded to a single vehicle accident Monday at the intersection of 240th Street and Orange Avenue. Deputies there discovered a 2006 Freightliner that had been traveling southbound and had entered the ditch on the east side of the intersection and crashed. The driver was identified as William Joseph Parmenter of Kent. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Autopsy results were pending to determine the cause of Parmenter's death. The Adams County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Corning Fire Department and Iowa Department of Transportation personnel. Sheriff's deputies in Page County Wednesday arrested 18-year-old Clayton Michael Kenneth Tillman of Clarinda. Tillman was taken into custody for violation of the Iowa Sex Offender Registry and transported to the Page County Jail, where his bond was set at $2,000. Elsewhere in area news, officials with Cass Health yesterday announced that beginning January 3rd, Aubrey Mulgard will provide care to patients of all ages in Atlantic, Griswold, Messina, and Medical Center, the Messina Medical Center. A familiar face to many, Mulgard has been a part of Cass Health since 2006. Previously, she worked in nursing and diabetes education, and while working, she continued her studies and recently completed her Doctor of Nursing practice in July of 2021 at Nebraska Methodist College. Mulgard is dual certified by the American Association of Nurse Practitioners and the Certification Board for Diabetes Care and Education. Because of her background as a certified diabetes care and education specialist, she works closely with the endocrinology team at the UNMC. Appointments with Aubrey Mulgard will be available 2 days a week in Atlantic and 1 day a week in both Griswold and Messina. To make that appointment, call 712-243-2850. And it's fun to beat weather records in the fall and winter as temperatures are concerned, but not so much when it comes to severe weather, especially when you think of tornadoes. Officials of the National Weather Service Wednesday evening said Iowa unofficially set a new record for the number of tornadoes in a single day during the outbreak of severe storms that occurred on December 15th. There were 12 more tornadoes confirmed, bringing the total number to 23 for the Des Moines office and 42 for Iowa, including some adjustments to previously reported tornado tracks. The old record was 35 tornadoes in a single day. single day, and that occurred August 21st of 2014. You can read about some of the latest confirmed tornadoes and their tracks and other specific information in the same story on the news or the weather page at KJAN.com. That includes one in Carroll County, two in Guthrie County, and two in Greene County. The events of December 15th have been categorized as a derecho, which is the first recorded derecho in December in the United States history. At least five people died across Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota, one in eastern Iowa, when a semi-tractor trailer was rolled over after being struck by high winds. Reports confirm more than 400,000 homes were without power in several states, and officials are still surveying the damage. Governor Kim Reynolds issued a disaster proclamation for residents in 43 counties, including locally Audubon, Cass, Guthrie, Harrison, Madison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, Ringgold, Sac, Shelby, and Union. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health.